This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel authenticates the three bills passed by both the houses of federal parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli claims new government formation raises people's hope. Prime Minister pledges to carry out activities in favour of people maintaining good governance. Judiciary's fifth five-year strategic plan unveiled, aiming to incorporate everyone's accessibility, accountability and overall improvement of justice system. And death toll from rainstorms and flooding in eastern Afghanistan rises to 40. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has authenticated three bills passed by both the houses of the federal parliament. The bills authenticated by the president today include the Finance Bill 2024, the Bill to Raise National Day 2024, and the Customs Tariff Bill 2024. The office of the president is stating that President Pawdel authenticated the bills in accordance with the Constitution. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to carry out activities in favour of people maintaining good governance. At a programme organised by CPNEML's Hindu Palchok District Committee at the official residence of the Prime Minister in Balwata today to congratulate and extend best wishes to the Prime Minister, the head of the government mentioned that Nepali people are excited with the formation of new government. The Prime Minister also stated that the government would focus its attention to control corruption, develop and construction, and to provide relief to the people. He also underlined that the first meeting of the cabinet has put disaster risk reduction at the top priority. Prime Minister Oli also stressed that the government was positive to provide installment amount for the construction of houses of Jajarkot earthquake victims. Three children swept away by a flooded stream have been found buried while a person went missing in Rukum West. The flooded Jhinchor Rivulet swept away some houses from Adbiskot Municipality 12 in Rukum West last night. Those washed away by the flood were 8-year-old Hit Maya Poon, 5-year-old Dhanisha Poon and 4-year-old Manisha Sarke. Similarly, according to Ravi Casey, mayor of Adbiskot Municipality 40-year-old Dilli Bahadur Budathoki has gone missing in the accident. President Ramchandra Pawdel has said that folk culture and literary world have contributed to further strengthening our national unity and social harmony. At a program organized at the president's office in Sital Nivas today on the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of Janakavi Kesari, Dharmaraj Thapa, President Pawdel said, the contributions of academicians and literatures are vital for uplifting Nepal's glory. On the occasion, President Pawdel also praised the contributions of poet Dharmaraj Thapa in Nepal's literary field and said that the Thapa's contributions to the study, research, protection and promotion of Nepali folk literature are unforgettable. Ambassador of Nepal, India to Nepal, Navin Srivastav, today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, at her office in Sima Darbar. The Minister of Foreign Affairs stated in a social networking site X that various matters relating to Nepal-India relations and cooperation were discussed on the occasion. Meanwhile, earlier today, Indian Ambassador Srivastava paid courtesy call on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh at the ministry in Sima Darbar. According to the Ministry of Urban Development, during the meeting, they discussed various topics of bilateral interest and mutual concerns. And on the occasion, Minister Singh and Ambassador Srivastava are also said to have talked on India's possible cooperation in urban development, river pollution control and waste management. The Judiciary's fifth five-year strategic plan 2081-86 Bikram Sambat has been made public today. Unveiling the strategic plans, Chief Justice Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha said a clear plan has been traced for the improvement of judiciary. Chief Justice Shrestha said that plan would also incorporate everyone's accessibility, accountability and overall improvement of justice system. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia said that lawmaking and its interpretation process should be carried out, keeping the people at center. The government's revenue and expenditure fell short of annual targets in the fiscal year 2023-24, according to the Office of the Auditor General. Revenue collection raised 74.29% of the target, while budget expenditures amounted to 80.44%. For the fiscal year, the government had allocated a total budget of 1,751 billion rupees. By mid-July, that is the end of the fiscal year 2023-24, expenditures amounted to 1,408 billion rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Let's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei nai majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम बैक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. The Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee formed to probe the alleged misuse of cooperative funds today held discussion with former secretaries and former auditor generals. According to committee president Suresh Thapa, the committee held discussions with former Auditor General Tankamani Sharma, former secretaries at the Ministry of Cooperatives, Gopinath Mainali and Dr. Damodar Regni. Committee president Thapa said that the discussions were held on the legal and operational practices and experiences of various structures, including the formulation of the Cooperative Act, regulatory arrangements and cooperative prices. A total of 27,000 tourists visited Mustang district in 1 year. Such number of tourists entered Mustang using the Beni Jomsom Road to visit different places of Mustang in the fiscal year 2023-24. The number of tourists visiting Mustang was up by 47,504 in the last fiscal year as compared to fiscal year 2022-23. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the district police office Mustang, Bhosraj Thapa, said 427,271 tourists entered Mustang in the last fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The death toll from Beni storms and flooding in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province has risen to 40. The Xinhua News Agency cited the Ministry of Public Health report as saying that the number of injured reaching 347. A spokesman for the Ministry, Sharafat Jamaat Amarkil, said health workers were dispatched to the affected areas for treating the injured as the casualties of the mishap are expected to rise. The sudden natural disaster took place Monday afternoon and caused heavy fatalities and financial damages in Jalalabad, the provincial capital, Sukro district, and their neighboring areas in the province bordering Pakistan. 5 security personnel have been killed in a firefight with their gunmen in Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir. The AFP News agency cited a police officer on Tuesday as saying militants had made a tactical shift in attacks. The incident brings the number of soldiers and police killed this year on the Indian side of the disputed Himalayan territory to 17. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Bagmati province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porel authenticates the three bills passed by both the houses of federal parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli claims a new government formation raises people's hope. Prime Minister pledges to carry out activities in favour of people maintaining good governance. Judiciary's fifth five-year strategic plan unveiled, aiming to incorporate everyone's accessibility, accountability and overall improvement of justice system. And death toll from rainstorms and flooding in eastern Afghanistan rises to 40. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.